Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Fiction, science fiction, horror, fantasy, crime, LGBT, thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCAA 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 105.0 AM Palm Springs.
All the way from Brazil, we've got a special guest, Mariana Van Zeller from National Geographic Channel Explorer. How are you doing today, Mariana?
I'm good. I'm very good. It's a nice and sunny day down here in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, good. Good. Because it's cloudy up here. So now you've got a fascinating episode coming up on Explorer on Monday, December 10th, and you're kind of dealing with space. And now you have the Flat Earth Society joining you that day?
Yes, we did a report about the growing movement, which is the Flat Earth movement, which is a fast-growing movement of people who believe that the Earth is flat. And right now, it's about 2% of the American population, which may seem like it's a small number, but that's actually over 6 million Americans who currently believe the Earth is flat. And, we spent some time, several days with this movement, and also with a group that was trying to actually disprove this movement by doing simple tests to show that, in fact, the Earth was round. And we all met in the Salton Sea in California, where there was a showdown between the flat earthers and the round earthers. And that's all in our report for Explorer.
Mm. Well, how does, because we had, I think Mark Sargent on a couple of years back, and he was from that group.
Yes.
How does one find themselves believing in something without any scientific reality behind them?
Mark Sargent was actually the main person that we interviewed in our report as well and that we spent time with. That was a question that I had. And if you spent time with Mark Sargent, he was in game designing, online game designer, and he's had other professions before. And after spending some time with him, I went into this story thinking that I wasn't sure if it was an actual story. Why are we spending time doing a report about a group that, is not, what is the importance behind this group? But after actually spending time with them and reading all about them, you realize that it's important because it is a growing movement. And there are more and more Americans who believe that the Earth is flat, and because, unfortunately, we live at a time where there's a sort of disbelief and an attack on science. And that's dangerous, and that's dangerous for many reasons. So when actually spending time with Mark Sargent, I already went thinking, this guy, he's I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about him, but actually spending time with him, you realize he's very articulate. And he's not, you know, just he knows, he talks about stuff in a way that makes you feel like he knows the stuff, except when he starts talking about science or the lack of science that he believes in. And then there was a point where I actually asked him, Mark, do you really believe in this? Because you get a sense at some point, do they really believe this? Or does a person, even though the people that follow him, I think, believe him, I wasn't sure at one point whether he actually believed it or he just likes to have, you know, over 2 million Americans who are fans of his. And, you know, that was my main question to him. Do you really believe this stuff? And he says he does. He believes it. He's convinced that we're all wrong and that there's this huge conspiracy and everyone is in on it. The government, NASA, everyone's in on it, international governments, and they're all trying to prove to us that the world is round when in fact it's flat. You know, the big question that I had was why then? I mean, why don't they just go, what do we have to gain? And that's where it gets a little muddy for him because he says he's not sure that there's a higher authority. And I'm sure if it's a religious authority or not, but there's a higher authority that wants the world to be this sort of planetarium sort of structure instead of like showing us that the world is actually flat. So it sounds all a little crazy, but it is nonetheless an important report because, as I said, it starts getting dangerous to science. When people start disbelieving science, you know, science is, it cures people. Science saves people. Every day science saves people's lives every single day. And once we start disbelieving it, if more and more people start disbelieving science, then the government then starts possibly acting on the people's disbelief of science. And then funds can be cut and so on and so forth. So it is dangerous.
Well, in the long term, but Maria, what do you attribute the sudden, I mean, to me, this seems like a sudden belief in the flat earth theory. And here's their excuse, because like Al said, we've interviewed Mark Sargent and I've interviewed several other flat earthers. And, you know, like you said, it flies in the face of science because we've sent satellites, we've sent rockets, we've sent, you know, telescopes to Hubble. We've sent everything up there, and it shows a round Earth. You know, it's an orb, it's a sphere. But their answer to that is it's all fake. So how do you argue against that?
Yeah. You're right. You know, I think the easiest way to approach it sometimes and the way that my preconceived idea about these people was, you know, they're just silly and they're willing to be ignorant and they're ignorant. But then once you actually get there and spend time with some people, I think it's our job as journalists, and I would like to think that it's our job as human beings to try to really understand the other person and not immediately criticize them. And that's what I try to do in this report, is spending time with a lot of young people. I spoke to a lot of young people, which actually I was surprised by how many young people are joining this movement. And so I spoke to a lot of 26, 27-year-olds, you know, with college degrees, educated, and I wanted to know, why do they believe this? And I think for a lot of people, it's this sort of sense of purpose. If we all believe that the world is round and that, you know, you can die at any moment and there's no real reason behind it, that horrible things happen all around us and there's no real reason, it's difficult to live. But if in their case they believe that the world is flat and that we're all being controlled by this higher power and it's the higher power that decides everything that happens in our lives, then for them, gives them a certain more reason. That's what I was told again and again, is this idea of purpose, which is for me strange again, because if you gain purpose by believing that you have a certain responsibility in your actions and that you're not at the mercy of some, you know, unknown power. It was fascinating to me. It was really fascinating because I think, initially you always think I'm going to criticize them, but then spending time, you also want to understand why they believe in what they do. And it's really fascinating stuff.
Well, you know, we always celebrate the celebrities, you know, pardon the pun there. And, you know, if it was just a bunch of average folks, and I'm not saying this in a demeaning manner, if it was just a bunch of average people that believed this theory, it would be one thing. But, I mean, there are celebrities that are getting on board with this. So let's go back to your original question to Mr. Sargent. Do you really believe this, or are you just doing this to be faddish? Because the fad today is to be kind of, you know, rebellious or counter-thought or counter-culture. You know, do you think that this is a true movement, or is this just counterculture?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get at with him. I was really trying to understand at what point was he just, you know, maybe he mentioned this idea and then realized, wow, I can get a lot of people to follow me if I continue saying this. I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, there's a lot of mistrust in the government. Right now, you know, not just in the American government, all around the world, we're seeing this, the global phenomena. There's mistrust in the government. But this is just so much more than that. It's not just the government. It's not that just they're not trusting the government or politicians. They're, again, not trusting hundreds and hundreds of years of scientific evidence and all the consequences that can come of that. And, you know, that's where it starts getting really, really, really dangerous. And that's what I was trying to ask them. Don't you see, especially Mark Sargent, don't you see your responsibility in this? As the leader of this movement, or one of the leaders of this movement, you have enormous responsibility that you have. But again, his answer to me was that he thinks this is actually going to bring in an enlightenment period, or perhaps chaos. He's unsure. It's either an enlightenment period, or maybe people will start fighting, and there's going to be a world war over this. And who knows who's going to come out on top?
Well, it sounds to me like he went to the University of Google. You know, most it's true, because most of the younger people nowadays have this idea. You know, they don't have a proper education in science. They don't take expert advice. They would rather go on Google and question their doctor. They'll tell their doctor what drugs that they decide to need. They tell people, like, but Google is not knowledge. Like, you can get answers, but it's not knowledge. Like, they don't have the experience. So it just frustrates me that they take this so far. What's his plan with the group? Like, what do they plan on doing next? Like, where are they going with this?
Yeah, they're holding meetings all around the country. The one that I went to was just outside of Los Angeles, and it was well attended. I mean, it was better attended than I thought it was going to be. There was about, I think, 200 people or so, and it hadn't been sort of planned, a lot of time ahead. I think it was just a couple of weeks. And they just ghosted it out there, and suddenly, you know, over 100 people showed up at this barbecue, and they were all wearing, a lot of them were wearing flat earth t-shirts, and they brought which was an incredible moment that you actually see in their report. They brought this thing that they unveiled, which is a structure of how they believe, the earth is. So it's sort of it's flat, and then there's this sort of planetarium with glass around it, and then
kind of like an architecture model.
Yeah, it's exactly like an architecture, and they unveiled it to the clapping and cheering of everyone, of the whole crowd, and everybody was staring at it and wondering, seeing how beautiful this earth that they believe in looks like. And again, we can make fun of them, dismiss them. But I don't think that we should, because, you know, it's a growing movement, and it's a dangerous one, I believe.
Now, Maria, we have said this now for the last few minutes, that this is dangerous to science. And Al brings up a very, very valid point that, you know, in the digital age, in the millennial and, you know, Gen Z, whatever we are now, we tend to trust what we see online. But really, what is the threat to hard science? because science thus far has been able to knock down just about any uneducated argument we have by proving the facts. Is this really a danger, or is this one of those things that's, it's cool now, but it's really going to go away?
I think conspiracy theories are always dangerous, especially when they start gaining ground. We spoke to an astrophysicist and we asked him point blank about that. Why exactly do you think this is dangerous for science? And what he said is that, you know, by dismissing science and by not believing in science, again, the idea that science saves people's lives every day, science enlightens us, and science brings progress and us evolving as human beings. And by dismissing it and not believing in it, we're really sort of going back into the dark ages. And I think the fear is that in the long run, if more and more people start believing it, that then there's, you know, public outcry, and then the governments start acting according to what the people or a large group of people believe in, and perhaps it's cutting funding. I mean, we've already seen what the anti-vaccination movement has done. You know, that's right there. It's not believing in people that don't believe in science, and many mothers, concerned mothers. You know, I'm not, again, I try to approach it with understanding. I just think it's, in many cases, just ignorance or being given wrong, you know, the Googling effect, wrong facts, but it's people not vaccinating their kids and then seeing a huge spike in measles, mumps, and rubella when we thought, you know, measles, when we've known that, years ago, before there were vaccines, people were dying, kids were dying, and now it's like we've gone back 50, 60 years to this belief that vaccinations are bad, and then again, we're having these huge spikes all over the world of measles that are incredibly dangerous. So there are actually true real effects, and in some cases, they're already happening, and the fear what the astrophysicist told us about, the fear is what in the long run, what harm can this actually do? And he believes it can be very harmful.
So let's get into the science of it. In your research, counter to what the flat earthers have said, because they're able to provide facts and figures that are quite honestly to me, I tried to make sense of it, but, it sounded very sciencey. You know, they were able to give measurements and, you know, I explained, you know, okay, if a ship is coming towards you, you're able to see the sails, then you're seeing the second sails, then you're seeing the ship. So, you know,
yeah,
that proves
right.
the horizon theory. That's old science. No, Kevin, you're wrong because, you know, 32 degrees, 47. Oh, my God. My head's going to explode. So how do you counter that?
Yeah, they didn't do it. That was exactly the experiment that this group that we spent time with that was trying to. It's a group basically that tries to prove to conspiracy theorists like the flat earthers that they are.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wrong. And so we went to the Salton Sea, which is the largest lake in California, and spent, and what they did exactly that experiment where they put a little small sailboat with a sail, and it had stripes, a riot red and green and white stripes. And this is all in our report. And you see the ship, the little sailboat starts going out into the horizon to the other side of the lake, and you start seeing the lines dropping, and then suddenly you go from seeing four stripes to only seeing one stripe. And the group that was trying to disprove this flat earth movement was saying that here it is, this is proof that the earth isn't flat around. But the group, the flat earthers, and Mark Sargent was there. What they were saying was that was a heat. It was sort of a heat wave effect. They didn't even talk to us about numbers or facts. It was actually never any facts spoken, and the facts that we heard of were sort of silly. There was, this person also who told us how they know that the earth is flat because they got up on a plane and they couldn't see the curve of the earth, so they were sure, that the earth is flat because of that. And in this experiment that we did, it was this idea of there's a wave, a heat wave, and so that's what's not allowing us to see the bottom stripes, which is, it sometimes, how can you argue with crazy, right?
Now, I have been up in C-130s, and I've been up in choppers, and I've been up in some planes that have gone quite a ways up, and I see the curvature. But how did they explain that to you? When you personally have been, well, let's say I'm traveling from Orlando to Los Angeles, and we go 36,000 feet, and I see the curvature. And, now how did they explain that to you and convince you against your own eyes that this is wrong?
I truly think that in some of these cases, and especially Mark Sargent, that again is the leader of this group, and that has, I think, a lot more responsibility for this and for some of the things that he says, is that no matter what you put in front of him, he's going to continue to believe that the earth is flat. We spent three whole days with him, and again, talking, asking all these questions, and he doesn't move from that belief. And we showed him. They had an experiment right in front of his eyes. It was recorded. He showed the stripes of the boat going down, 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 suddenly until it disappeared. And he chose to believe it was a heat wave. So I'm sure he'll have some sort of explanation as to why. He actually says from some of the other people that we saw in the group that they don't see any curvature of the earth when they go up on planes.
Wow. Wow. Against everything obvious.
Yeah.
So, what? Yeah. So did they argue scripture with you? I know Al. I expected that, but that is always their fallback, and I understand that because it speaks to a core belief, that the earth is founded on four pillars, and you've got the firmament, and I'm not going to bore everybody with with this, but. How do you fight a core belief such as scripture or their religious beliefs?
Do you mean if I asked them about that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did, and Mark Sargent, because when he was talking about a higher power, I asked him if it was a religious higher power. And his answer is he's unsure, he doesn't know, but that there's definitely a higher power. And then I asked if it was aliens that he was believing. Is that we talking about aliens? And again, I think the idea is that we're unsure, but that it's much bigger than any authority and any presidents on Earth. It's this higher power that's controlling us all. And it's a little bit like that Jim Carrey movie, that name is escaping me right now, where...
The Truman Show. The Truman Show, yes.
That's exactly it. He actually mentioned the Truman Show more than once. As his idea of this, you know, that there's this higher power pulling the strings, and we're all operating according to this person, or to these people, I'm not sure. But yeah, yes. There's no real clarity of whether they're aliens or religious figures.
Now,
you know, the landing on the moon is their first cause of disbelief of it all. They don't believe in that, are they? So Mars is just one more thing, this higher authority to, you know, suppress the fact that the Earth is flat. And once in a while, they have to sort of show, you know, send us these bones or these things to prove to us that the Earth is round. So we never believe that the Earth is flat. And I think that's the idea behind it all.
So now they believe we're under a dome, don't they?
Yes, it's a dome. Again, very similar to the Jim Carrey movie. yes, the Truman Show.
Well,
and there's the dome. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, so where are the satellites? Under the dome?
They don't believe in satellites, I believe. I might not be correct on this, but I think they don't believe in satellites. I asked them about cell phone technology, for example. And what they think is that there's a dome, and the reason why sometimes it's the day and on the other side of the Earth and it's, you know, the night, it's not because of the rotation of the Earth. It is because the powers, these higher powers, are, you know, purposely shining light on one side of the Earth, and that's daytime, and then keeping the other side of the Earth dark, and that's nighttime. But it has nothing to do with the sun. And they also believe that the stars are sort of drawings, practically, put up on this dome, or shining from this higher power that shines these stars, so that we believe that there are stars out. They don't believe space exists. So that if you don't believe in space, then you don't believe in then there's not a lot that you can argue with them, because everything you do, they just say it's a higher authority. Right.
Hillary did it.
There you go. Right. Mueller's going to get to the truth.
Yeah.
Mueller will get it.
It's the deep state. Well, so they must believe in aliens then, or something, or I guess not. I guess there's no UFOs then.
They're not sure if it's aliens or a god or such a religious figure. At least Mark Sargent doesn't. Some of the younger people that I spoke to in the movement did believe, thought of it again in more sort of their the purpose for this. And so for them, it sounded more like a religious belief. But Mark Sargent kept saying that he doesn't know if it's a god or if it's an alien. He just talked about it as a higher authority figure.
So what was your impression of, like, what is it that we need to do in society to help bring us together? Like, how do we, like, okay, so we obviously believe in science and we're sort of followers of that. They don't, or they think it's a conspiracy, something else going on. So how are we going to be able to mend this, make it right so that we're all on the same wavelength?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, I think that dismissing them is not the right thing to do. I think that calling them stupid and ignorant and dumb is definitely not the right thing to do. I think in a lot of cases it's communication. And, you know, that's what we try to do with our stories, try to go out there with an open mind and try to listen to them and try to understand why it is they believe what they do. Of course, by an open mind, I don't mean let's try and see if they can prove to us that we're sixth class, because I know they can't, but it's to try and understand why is it? What takes a person, you know, a smart person with so much to lose to actually, because a lot of these people are actually shunned by their friends and family when they start believing that the earth is flat or many of these conspiracy theories. So why is it? And, and again, a lot of these young people, it was sort of a sense of purpose, and it's having charismatic leaders for them, in this case, Mark Sargent, and really wanting to believe in this person that's charismatic and that, you know, tells them all sorts of tales, in my belief. But I think it's important to inform, to keep informing people, and that's why I'm so proud about the place that I work with, which is National Geographic, the science-based organization, and I think our goal number one is to inform people. And so keep informing people, keep telling them the truth, and but also try to communicate with them and try to understand what's at the bottom of it. I think that's very important. I think we lost a little bit of that, and in the media and on television we see that, in radio we see that, where there's just a lot of fighting, a lot of shouting, and not a lot of empathy, and not a lot of communication. And I think we go back to actually communicating and approaching things with more of an open heart and an open mind, we'll get much further as a society.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and we had Mark on, and I agreed. We were pretty nice to him and listened and all that. And mm-hmm. He just didn't convince me. That's all.
I agree. I mean, he didn't even convince me that he believed in it himself, which is why I asked him repeatedly, do you really believe this? Because it is so incredible to think that the guy that's smart, articulate, and says this kind of stuff that comes out of his mouth is crazy, and the fact that he's having a huge effect on lots of people. But he keeps on insisting that he does. It's important to hear him out and to try and understand why it is and why people are following his beliefs.
Do you feel like when you were with them, did you feel it was like a cult sort of feeling in the group when they follow him? Does it feel like kind of like the Jim Jones thing, you know, like people are really believe in him and they just don't listen to anything else, kind of?
No, actually, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say, because he's not the sole leader of this movement, there's others. He's just one person that a lot of people that has a strong online presence. And, so because of that, people sort of believe what he says, but I wouldn't call it cultish at all. There were a lot of young people there who were doing live blogs from their phone as they were unveiling this big massing, structure. When they were doing the experiments, there were people doing live feeds on Facebook. I think more the idea is dissemination. They want as many people as possible to, you know, they want to spread their message to as many people as possible. And it's not so much, let's respect this guy and do everything he says. It's more, let's try to make this group and as big as we can and get more and more people to join our movement.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I'm not saying that cult thing as in like trying to be negative. It's just like with charisma and stuff, like I just wonder how young people follow through with this. Like where do you learn it is what I'm saying. Like where do I learn that the earth is flat? Like they're not teaching that at school. So,
especially with celebrities getting on board with this. Now that's where it will really take off. And that's where I feel that it will really take on occultic proportions because I mean, call me crazy. I'm not into the celebrity movement, but a lot of the youngsters, a lot of the new generations put a lot of faith into what celebrities say.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people we spoke to found out about it through a friend or by searching online about things whether it's, you know, they heard somebody tell them that 9/11 was orchestrated by the government, so they decided to do a search online, and then they came across this much bigger thing for them, which was that the Earth, oh my God, is not round, it is indeed flat. And then they decided to change their lives and sort of really become, you know, involved in this movement and trying to spread the word. So it was a lot more of that. Yes, I was expecting more of sort of that celebrity factor. I can't remember the name of the basketball player that came out believing in the flat Earth. And people said that he had a lot of people followed him after that. But I didn't hear much of that. I heard mostly it was a friend, it was an online search. There's a lot of it written online. And again, if it's online, it has to be true. And it really opened my eyes to read all this stuff online. I heard a lot of that.
Well, Mariana, we are quickly running out of time. I mean, my God, this is a whole other show, isn't it?
it's really fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. We've just kind of scraped the surface. We haven't really got down into the, you know, the measurements, you know, the 36 degrees and 47 degrees of curvature, blah, blah, blah. Now that's what almost got me convinced. I'm not quite there yet. but I am the more naive between me and Al. But now, what's next for you? I mean, where are you going to take this?
Explorer is the show that this story is on. It's airs on Monday nights at 10/9 Central on National Geographic. And we do stories from all over the world. I did a story about the smuggling tunnels in Gaza. I did a story about a cloning of horses. This story about the Flat Earth movement. And it's, you know, an assortment of incredible best stories from around the world. And I'm actually currently in Brazil doing a story about gun smuggling and gun trafficking here in Brazil, which actually has me having to go right now because we've got a call from the police and they're doing a big operation, which is starting soon. So that's where I'm heading right now.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, our guest today has been Mariana Van Zeller, and we've been talking today about the flat Earth theories. Mariana, thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
you, Chris. We're going to let you go so you can go off to your raid. But thank
Great.
You. Thank you so much for joining
thank
us
you guys
on
so much.
The House of Mystery.
To find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.